Good morning. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. This is Brother John Onaker this morning, and I will be sharing with you this week, Lord willing. The Lord has laid on my heart to share this week on the seven different musts that we can find in the Bible. Each must is attached to a different subject. The word must, M-U-S-T, it actually means it is necessary or one must. For example, have you ever had an appointment and said, I must not be late. I must be there on time. It's needful that I am there on the time. I cannot be late. It is a must. It is a necessity. Well, God has some must written in his words for us. It is a necessity. The first must that we find is found in John chapter 3 that I will share on this morning. And then this week we're going to look at six other musts that are found in the Bible. And the one in John chapter 3 is a very familiar one. And this one, I believe, is very important because the other six that we are going to share on will not happen unless this one has happened, this must. And so the other six musts that we are going to share on later this week, one each day, Lord willing, hinge off of this one. This one needs to happen first. It's a necessity. It's a must that this one happens first. And I'm going to read John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things, do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with them. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So in verse 7, we find our first must. It says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. What does this must mean here? What does it mean to be born again? Well, I'd like to just share a little bit on the account in the garden. What does it really mean to be born again? We are made in the image of God, body, soul, and spirit. Back in the garden, Adam and Eve were placed in the garden and told to take care of it, and that they could eat from all the trees except one. And God told them, The day that they eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. Well, we know what happened. They ate of that tree. And if we would have looked up on Adam and Eve, they'd have been very much alive like we are today. But something died. What died? It was their spirit. They had their spirit which was connected to God. They had a spiritual connection with God, and that spirit died within them We are made body, soul, and spirit. And before we're born again, our spirit is dead. It's not alive. And it's due because of sin that the spirit is not alive. Their spirit died that day, their spiritual connection. Remember, before their spirit died, that God would come talk to them in the cool of the day and have fellowship with them. And the day that they ate of it, what did they do? They went hiding. And when God came to have his normal fellowship with them, he cried out, "Adam, where art thou?" They no longer had that spiritual connection with God. And so, because that spiritual connection was lost, they were hiding. They didn't want to have fellowship with God anymore because there was sin involved. And so, that's what John is saying here. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. When we are born from our mother's womb, you know, flesh begets flesh. But when we get born again, we are born of the Spirit. Our spirit is born. Our spirit is made alive, where we are once again connected with God, where we can have fellowship with God. And this is very important. This must is a very important if we want to live in eternity someday and live forever and have eternal life. That this is a must, that we must be born again. God says it is a necessity. You know, it's very sad. Jesus says that very few are going to enter in at the straight and narrow way. But he says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. And so, it is a must. If we want to experience heaven someday, we must be born again. It's a must that our spirit is made alive and that we repent of our sins and are born again. And a little illustration of this. When a man gets born again, I like to use illustrations from the Old Testament. Is found in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. Give a little background here. Solomon is dedicating the temple that he built for the Lord, and they are praying, and they're offering up sacrifices to the Lord. And on this day, the Shekinah glory returns to the temple. And verse 10 says, "And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord." And so here we get a picture. When a man or a woman gets born again, they are on their knees, repenting of their sin. They're crying out to God for forgiveness. And by faith, they believe God's word. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." When a man or woman believes, at that moment, the Holy Ghost comes into a man's heart, just like this cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of that cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. At that moment, when the Holy Ghost comes by faith into a man or a woman's heart, the glory of the Lord fills his temple. You know, today, God does not live in temples made with hands, but in these earthen vessels that you and I carry around with us. And First Corinthians 6 illustrates this. Verse 19, what, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this is a must, that we must be born again, that Christ dwells in our temple, that Christ fills us with the Holy Ghost, just like that temple in Solomon's day was filled with the glory of the Lord, insomuch that the priests could not even stand on their knees, or could not stand on their feet. And so it's very important that we must be born again. It's a necessity. It's a must. And God says it's a must. And so I pray that each one of you who listens to this, that this must has happened to you. If not, it can. And so God says it's a must. And Lord willing, we will look at the six more musts the rest of this week that God says are a must. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you again for a new day. Your mercies are new. I pray for your word. Lord, we thank you for your word, which convicts the soul and encourages the soul and inspires us, Lord. We pray that your word would accomplish that which pleases you. And Lord, we realize that many people never experienced this must. Lord, your word tells us, because men love darkness rather than light. And Lord, I pray for each one who listens to this, that they would take this must